This episode of the
K-Guys Last Kicker
is brought to you by
Guys Note
and Victor Wrench
and Plastic Object.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to this JJTM special report. I'm Dustin.
I'm Matt, and tonight we are bringing you all the happenings that are going on here in Fort fucking Worth.
Are we allowed to do that? Can we say that?
Back to you, Dustin.
Anyway, yes, tonight is a special evening here in our city of Fort Worth. It's what many locals have dubbed Local Music Christmas.
Hopefully that won't offend our non-Christian believers.
No. This is a time when Fort Worth Weekly brings together all the musicians in Fort Worth for their annual awards showcase.
That's right. 40 bands will perform in 8 different venues spread out across the Southside Plain for the hearts of those patrons that hold the power to vote on this year's ballot.
You all right over there?
I'm good. Water? Back to you.
JJTM has dispatched several reporters across the South Side to meet up and interview with several of the performers, entertainers, and those that impact the local scene.
In fact, let's get things off by throwing it out to a couple of our reporters that are with Mandy Han from Big Heaven at the Sign of the Crime right now. Sorry. I'm really amped up.
That's okay. Let's go to Mandy Han.
All right. Check, check, check. All right. We're here at Off the Record in South Side on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Where are you?
You sound like you're drunk.
I'm trying to pretend that we're where that we're supposed to be.
That you're not drunk? Okay.
But we're not where we are supposed to be, because it's Saturday night, but I'll edit that out.
We'll
fix it in post.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Fix it in post.
Would you like to interview who we're interviewing?
Oh, God.
Introduce who we're interviewing.
Okay. Mandy Han.
Hello, everyone.
How are you doing, today?
Absolutely fabulously on this beautiful Sunday afternoon.
This doesn't work. I mean, it's hard to do.
I mean, Sunday afternoon is beautiful.
It is.
Yeah, it's not raining at all.
Not raining. It's beautiful.
Lots of people around. You know, we got started early today. It's okay. It's good.
So you're kicking things off here at Off the Record.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lola's.
Yes.
And
5 p.m.
5 p.m. Big Heaven kicks off the party. New lineup, five-piece Big Heaven, the biggest Big Heaven ever.
It's a five-piece?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's a five-piece.
The last time I saw you, it was like
three-piece.
Three-piece.
Oh, that was, okay, so that was Big Heaven 2.0, and now we're on Big Heaven 4.0.
Let's talk about it.
With beautiful web font that's all bubbly?
Yeah, you know, you haven't changed that yet. Yeah. Guitarist, Brock Miller. Bass is Brock Miller is on guitar. My longtime dear friend, Peter Marsh, is on bass.
Sweet.
Mac Probst on keys.
Awesome.
And Sam Dobbin on drums. And I am singing and running this whole show. Yeah.
Dude, that's rad.
Yeah.
Did Brock Miller make this happen?
No, I did. But I asked Brock.
Holy shit.
So you have nothing restraining you now. You're just singing? So you get to walk around the stage and own it.
I'm like grabbing the mic from the stand. And yeah, I can wear whatever I want because it won't clash with whatever color guitar I'm wearing. Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
It's so fucking rich.
So have you played as this setup yet?
Not live.
So today is the first day.
Today is the first day. This is the debut of the new Big Heaven. Big Heaven 4.0. Yeah.
Wow. You're going to get to just completely dominate and own the stage.
Oh, yeah.
That's so awesome.
I'm very excited. Yeah. It's like live karaoke, kind of.
But your songs.
But my songs, so it's not karaoke.
Yeah.
But one cover. It's a secret. Shh. You have to come to the show if you want to know. Although, by the time you hear this, you will have already been at the show.
So, but you did a photo shoot with Juan and Amy.
I did, and it was so fun.
Yes.
Yes.
How was it with the two photographers?
It was great. So, Amy did all the shoot.
They weren't
fighting? No, not at all. Because Juan did the editing, and Amy did the shoot.
Okay.
So Amy brought her, well, Juan has some things, but Amy brought her equipment, and it's at the Pig Summoning Wizard House, which is like a little place of magic in Cantigo, Texas.
In Cantigo, yeah.
It didn't freak you out at all that place is named that?
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if people don't know where Cantigo is, it's some weird thing between, like, Arlington and Fort Worth and...
We call it the buffer zone.
It's the birthplace of Pantera. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It cannot be a bad thing. Yeah.
It is.
They have a pond in the backyard and, like, a pool that I did not go in. It's a magical place. It was really fun.
That's the portal to hell. You know that, right?
I'm glad I didn't go in it then.
That's why you didn't go.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Well, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Okay. And you're up and...
We don't care.
Categories? Okay. Best rock.
Best rock.
Best pop.
And one more, right?
EP of the year. And female vocal. For a song called Jim Smells Like Weed.
You can't forget female vocalists.
No.
I always forget the individualized awards.
You know what? And they didn't do that last year, and now they came back to male and female, which I think that's a good thing.
Because it was just vocalists.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Well, we are in a Me Too now, and everything needs to be separated because,
fuck all of that. And our voices sound different, so they're
They do sound different.
Yeah.
They're two different instruments.
They really are.
It's built two different ways, and it should be two different categories. I'm siding with you. Don't tell me to fuck off. I'll throw you in the gutter. I'll take you to the pig swine house.
I'm telling you, it shouldn't be because of Me Too. It should just be.
No, because that's what's funny, because it's stupid.
It's funny because it's stupid. So many things are like that.
A lot of things.
That's
look.
That's true, yeah.
Look, Che is on the floor in there playing a Foo Fighters song, and it's funny because it's stupid.
It's fantastic.
I am so fucking drunk.
Wait, say that again?
Don't know.
I'm going to prod you.
Beep!
So, what's the plans with this massive setup you have? Are you gonna record with it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're recording in the middle of July with Robbie Rux again. We're gonna go back to Cloudland and put down like 6 more songs. I love making EPs because they're quick.
And it's way better this day and age.
And it's way better, and it's more economical, and all the good things. So yeah, we're excited to do that.
They're with you.
Yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
Well, we will have you in the studio to sit down, and we will break everything down here shortly.
That sounds like a plan.
We'll get with you, and we'll book a date, and we'll go from there.
I'm in.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to throw this back to the studio to Bob.
Well, that's neither of our names, and did they somehow figure out how to time travel?
We never said this would make any sense. Next up, let's throw it out to a couple of familiar voices that have met up with a lost and bewildered Juma Spears. Take it away.
All right. First interview of the day. And the first question is, Jamal, have you ever paid for sex?
Not recently. No, I've never done it. Never done it.
You've never made a square or...
Do happy endings count?
Well, no, because that's just implied, right?
It's implied. It'd be like, here's an extra little tip, you know. Do what you do. Hey, Jesse, you walked in at the wrong time. Or the best time.
You find out who paid for sex.
What?
You get to find out who paid for sex.
Not me. I've never paid
for sex.
I don't think any of us have really paid for sex.
I just tell you.
I guess.
I have never done it.
Oh.
I would just tell you if I've done it. I promise you.
You need me to walk away so you can answer honestly?
Yeah. This is a true story. It's true. Jesse.
For the audience, he threw his hands up in the truck.
This needs to be our
lead-off
question for the rest of the night.
Very, very interesting.
That won't be our lead-off question. How many times have you paid to have sex? Well, technically, I guess marriage and paying for everything. You have to pay all the time.
You're paying right now.
I am.
Yeah. By the cent.
That's right. That's right. One way or the other, you're paying with your soul or your wallet. And sometimes both.
All right, so what have you been up to?
Today?
Since we've seen you.
Man, when's the last time you seen me?
Me?
A couple months ago.
I saw you last weekend.
You did. Where? Here?
Here and out.
Yeah, this has been my spot lately. Just come and drink. Like,
come in here?
It's just like, it's because it's like a good bar, but it's so shitty. And that's like my personality. Like, I'm a good person, but I'm not shit at the same time. So I want to be here.
That's why we're friends.
That's why we're friends.
That's why the chat exists. Is everything you just said is perfect.
Like, you know, it's a good bar. It just looks kind of like shit.
Yeah.
But I like it. Stop it. I don't know who owns the chat, but obviously if I'm here every fucking night, you're doing something.
He likes making fun of white people is what he likes.
Shout out to John Carney.
You know, I would like to make fun of one white guy. I was just thinking about this shit in the car. All right, so we had the Dallas.
John, I hope it's not me.
We had the Dallas shooter a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh,
this mother, only white people come out dressed as Call of Duty characters and only do property damage. They kill anybody. A Mexican or Puerto Rico can like kill 42 people with like a dull pencil. Like, you fucking kidding me? Like, this motherfucker was like literally. I'm like,
you BCGs and everything.
I was just like, goddamn, how many people he killed? Like, nobody.
Well, and the funny thing is, as he's running up to the building, he ejected the magazine of his rifle and had to bend over and pick it up.
Yeah,
and that's how everybody saw it.
Yeah.
He farted and tripped and fell.
Yeah.
For sure.
He was in the military, though.
Do you think in the gates of
that's
hell,
scary shit.
He's looking around and everybody's like saying how they went out. And it's like, oh, I saved a hooker like after I rented her and a train hit her and it hit me too. Or I was a suicide bomber and I fucking rammed my Jeep into a fucking a building at Walmart. And then him, he's like, oh, I shot my gun at a building.
Yeah.
I hit marble tile and it broke.
I pissed myself.
I got domed and then peed my pants.
Yeah.
Think he wants to do the XCP once he died?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it happens, though, in general.
Oh, you release everything.
Yeah.
But you would think I would be so nervous trying to do something like that.
You're already pissed?
That I would have pissed beforehand and not had a
really
full
crazy
bladder.
Like, I don't think he was crazy, but he wasn't, like, all the way there.
So there was,
you know,
a video
what I'm saying?
That I saw.
Like, he was like, right on the edge.
It was not military-esque. It was like he was crouched and zigzag running like I would do. Someone started shooting.
You always serpentine. You always serpentine.
He looks
like he was like in there, like I was like, did you start shooting last
week? Like he was
week?
Playing paintball or something.
The
shit.
Funniest meme I saw was a picture. It's the Dallas Morning News picture that Tom shot, and it's the someone put on there. It's like when you spawn in the enemy's base.
That's exactly what it was like.
You're like, exactly.
Oh shit!
Oh shit! What do I do?
What do I do? Like, I don't think it was well thought.
I don't know.
I wish they had left like a manifesto or something just to see like
what the fuck it was all about.
Like, you know, like what's your plan? Sorry. What's
your plan? What it was about yet?
No, he was just a loose screw.
Like he was wilding out. He's wilding out. And
I think he fucking like Fortnite. He had a bad day playing Fortnite. He's like, fuck it, I'm doing this for real. And
let's
then
go.
Spawned and like you said, spawned in the wrong place.
He spawned in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Got
God
that
damn it.
He spawned with the wrong loadout. It's like, shit, I meant to be a spy, not a commando.
He built the walls and shit real quick. He thought he was going to be able to do that. And then he realized the gig was up real quick and pissed himself.
Yeah.
See, I want to spread the notion that he pissed himself before he got killed. Like, he just pissed himself because he was scared as fuck. Not because he was
in the wrong spawn.
Why would you do that? But, like, why wouldn't you be scared if some shit like that happens? Like you said, I'm about to do something really stupid. Maybe I should take a shit and piss beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, put some deodorant on, all that shit. You know?
Yeah, you don't want to get poo-poo feeling while you're trying to carry out a mass murder event.
And then as you're running, you just drop your clip, your magazine, on the street and bend over and pick it up.
Drop his clip, bro.
Never run with your thumb on the eject button.
Which I didn't see.
That's so weird, though. I can't even.
There's a video that y'all haven't seen.
You're back here.
Right. Well, there's a video you haven't seen, too, of it. I don't know if y'all seen it, where the some dude is walking into works like, oh, hey, I'll get that for you, and picks it up, and then, here, man. He's like, oh, thanks. Puts it back in.
For real?
How did he not shoot that guy?
I don't think he wanted to kill it. I don't think this dumb fuck wanted to kill anyone, dude, honestly.
I think he just wanted to cause chaos.
Yeah. It didn't work.
I think he was scared as shit, because even through those BCGs, he looked like, oh, fuck, I'm actually doing this.
Well,
what if that motherfucker got super high But like the day before.
Weed doesn't make you do that.
And he went on like, not with weed, on some crazy shit.
Like PCP.
And then he came back in that moment. He's like, oh, fuck, we're in action. Like,
this is a bad idea.
Right then was when the bath salts wore off.
Yeah.
Like, oh, trip, fuck, where am I?
Trip wore off.
Yeah.
If that's the case, don't run with the rifle. Just throw it down and run and lay
eat
down.
Eat people's faces.
Yeah, eat people's faces or something. All right, so back to the music festival.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what we're talking about. They're not going to hear any of this.
Who are you here for?
Nobody. I just came here for a drink.
You just wanted a drink and they're like, oh, shit. Today's that day?
I didn't know it was Sunday when I woke up. I didn't know what was going on. I'm not joking. I literally went to Dallas to go pick up. So I'm doing that, a big track, whatever. I came back, and I just like, I want to get a drink. And I was like, why is this parking lot so full? I'm supposed to be lonely right now. And I see Jesse, and I was like, there's a problem going on out there. Some shit's about to go down.
Well, Jesse like half lives here, so it should be normal that you see her.
Hot back here.
And I work here, too.
You don't work here.
Yeah, I do. I fill in for Caesar. I'm little Caesar.
Hi, guys. I'm going to talk to y'all later.
All right.
What? I'm hot and ready.
Yeah. Man.
Little Caesar.
Yeah, you were thinking this one for a while.
You can stab her in the back, though.
I mean, when you stand at the
repeatedly
door and stare at LaZona all night, it leads to a lot of content.
What's going on at LaZona right now?
You got to do something to combat this.
They're not participating in the festival, so they just had to draw some attention to themselves somehow and probably bring in money.
Do y'all not like LaZona?
Hell yeah.
Wow, I fuss with LaZona.
I think it's good. I've eaten there a few times. I thought it's good.
I never ate there, but
the only thing that I've eaten from there was a charcuterie board, and it was great.
Why are you so in your feelings about LaZona? What'd they do to you?
Well, dude, I'm sure I've told you the story about the night that they were all dancing in the oncoming traffic.
Oh.
And then Tyler came across the street and was trying to catch these hands.
Oh, he was trying to bite you?
Yeah.
Tyler. Who's Tyler? I don't know anybody by name. I'm a rare
person. He's the owner of LaZona. Oh. He's the owner of LaZona.
That's why.
LaZona owner.
Look. This is a personal beef.
Let people dance in the streets.
Hey.
And let them get ran over.
Because Leon does it on a Monday night in the turn lane, doesn't make it okay for everybody else to do it on a Saturday night at 1 o'clock in the evening.
All right, so yeah, you just got off a tour with Riker?
Yes.
How'd that go?
It was excellent. We hit up Texarkansas. We got a little in Arkansas or Texas. I don't know. And then we went to Shreveport, Louisiana, and we had a show here as well. It was nice.
Yeah.
Did you you play the normal places you play in Shreveport?
I played Bears. Bears is a really nice spot. Like, I love Bears. I love Shreveport, man. It's got great vibes.
Bears. I need to go out there. I haven't been out there in a long time, but I've heard it's gotten really good.
It's gotten better from, like, a musical standpoint. There's still not a lot of jobs or anything, but, like, if you want to live there, I'd be like, nah, probably not, bro. But, like, to visit, they have those, there's, like, they have po' boys there, but there's, like, a specific famous po' boy shop that they have in Shreveport that we went to.
What is it?
It was fucking delicious. I had to ask Riker what it was called, but that shit was delicious.
I've checked that out. Yeah, I've always liked going out there because I think it's a cool little town. It's got its dark areas and it's got its very run down areas, but it's always, of course, I've always gone out there to go gambling to the casinos and stuff.
I went gambling. My DJ won a lot of money the first time I ever gambled. I lost everything. Now, I didn't bring a bunch for gambling, but I like literally, I think I might have, in total, my net profit was like $2 and something. You know, him, he made like 80 something bucks just playing the slots. Like, he was just like, doop, doop, oh, free spins, doop. And like, literally, all right, cool, 80 bucks. What the fuck? I was like, what the fuck?
I like walking out of a casino with like a 15 cent receipt coupon out of a slot machine. It always cracks me up. Like, I have a collection of 15, 20 cent.
Yeah. I mean, hey, we need to run casinos.
That's where the money is.
That's where the money, like, for real. I mean, unfortunately, it's an addiction for some people, but it's like, yeah, if they can sell us cigarettes, we can sell them.
I guess we need to do 23andMe and see how much Native American we have in us so we can open one.
I'm glad you made that joke. I made that joke back in the day. Something similar to that, it made a Native person pretty upset, but it's just like, y'all are making money from the shit. It's not like we're making money off of running the shit. I don't make fun of Asian people for running Asian restaurants. I eat at that motherfucker.
The two biggest casinos close to us are on reservations that are ran by Indians, and they're badass casinos. They're beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I think casinos, as long as you can control yourself, there's nothing wrong with gambling. But some people simply can't control themselves. They just got to keep spending. I'm like when I put $10 in there, and like after like two or three spins, I was already down to like six, five, you know what I'm saying? Like within like 5-10 minutes, I was like, this ain't for me. This ain't for me.
Well, that's, I think Shreveport is the closest casinos that are actually ran by people that aren't Native American.
There's a bunch of black people in there. Shreveport, so yeah. I think they own that.
But like Jack Binion, he's an old white dude that had oil money.
Stupid. Nah, he has a lot of money now.
Nah, he's got a lot of money. He took oil money and turned it into casinos.
With that much money, like at some point, it just doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It's like, I'll just do whatever. What are you doing today? If I want to do something that requires thought, I'll do it. But if I just want to get drunk all day, I'll do that. Like, damn.
But that's when they start going down a path of destruction. Like, I'm rich. Right. I'll just drink all day. Well, and then the days disappear.
Yeah.
And you wake up and go to chat on a Sunday not knowing what day it is.
What day it is as a black guy.
Yeah. What's going on? Where am I?
What's going on? I just thought everyone was here having a good time. I had no idea this is a real thing right now.
That cracks me up.
It's true. Like, because they invited me to it, but I've been so focused on... I got the two tours. I got one tour coming up with Crooked Eye announced. Then I also have a tour coming up with Little Flip in October. And then I have a show in Japan in February.
That's going to be badass.
Yeah, I've never been to Japan before. I told my DJ, get some passport stuff together. If you can make it, like, let's go. If not, they'll have a DJ there. But yeah, I'll be in Japan in February.
Well, if you need a documentarian, you know who to hit up.
Man,
shoot some photos of you in Japan.
You gotta pay for your own flight, though. That's the thing.
Don't worry about that. We'll figure that out. It's all good.
You just got flights like that?
I got magic. I can make things work.
I'm just saying, if you got, let me know. If you can get the tickets down or whatever. We have to put up some money up front to get over there. And I'm not really expecting to make money. Like, the opportunity to actually go over there, I know another rapper over there is like, yo, we do this showcase. We know what you're doing. We would like you over here, you know.
So I had one of the artists I was working with out on the West Coast, he went over there. Because he was all like, I want to go to Asia and I want to perform in Asia because people are crazy. Yeah. Like, they eat everything up, especially everything that's Western, they eat up. He went over there and sold out of everything he had. Merchandise, shirts, CDs, everything, and had a blast. And he ended up doing two trips over there before he just kind of fell off the radar, but he had a blast.
Yeah. How many women he fucked?
I think he just lined them all up.
Yeah.
I think all of Asia. All of it.
I don't think it's that easy. It might be a lot easier, but I don't think you can't.
All right, I think that's time. So, I'm going to throw it back to studio. Back to you, Phil.
Now, we're getting word that our buddy and esteemed reporter, Matt Robotuner Thomas, is across town at Twilight Lounge, and he's met up with a friend of JJTM, Mr. Sean Russell from the Cutthroat Finches.
Sean's a cool cat that knows all the best places for prize-winning green beans. Let's hope we find out where he flicks his bean.
All right, this is Robotuner, returned once again at Twilight Lounge. I am here with Sean Russell from the Cutthroat Finches. What's up, man? How you doing?
I am doing grand and great at the same time.
Yeah, we just finished watching Ansley. Now, I have to correct myself on her name whenever I see her because my daughter's name is Ainsley, but it's said and spelled a little differently, but it's easy for me to remember.
I think it's funnier if you just continue to irritate her.
She's the one that corrected me, believe it or not.
No, I love that. I never met an Ansley before. She's the first.
Yeah, I think there's a reporter on Fox News named Ainsley Earhart, if I'm not mistaken. Not that I watch it, but... Yeah, so we're up here at Twilight Lounge. You guys are playing at Mass tonight?
Yes, we are at 8 o'clock.
That's awesome. And what categories are you guys nominated for? Refresh my memory.
We're nominated for album of the Rock Album of the Year, Rock Band of the Year, live performance for vocals on our tracks, and for Song of the Year or Video of the Year. I'm sorry.
Oh, cool.
I had to think. I didn't. It made it sound like now I was bragging, but I had to think for a second. He threw me for a loop.
Yeah, none of those I'm in competition with you for my band, Josh and the Jet Noise, all in different categories.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So yeah. You can actually cheer me on.
Oh, of course. And I think I'd better than you guys in one or two categories, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah, so weird, possibly sensitive question. I heard about a few months ago you had some of your gear was stolen.
Yes.
Did you happen to get any of that stuff back, or...
Yeah, actually, I got all the guitar. I had three guitars stolen. They all were
back. Well, it was an Epiphone hall body, right?
Yep.
That's what I thought.
My band had actually bought me one of the guitars. It was a Gretsch. It got stolen, so that. And then I had an old Martin that got stolen. But I got them all back thanks to a little work with the Fort Worth Police Department. They found them at a pawn shop.
So. Oh, that's awesome, man. And it's so important to keep serial numbers on all your stuff in case that happens. I do on mine, too.
Yep.
Well, that's an awesome story. I'm glad that happened, too.
So. Me, too.
Yeah, I mean... Sure. I mean, whenever it comes to equipment, I mean, I have a lot of, at least for me, I mean, most of my stuff they still make today, but it's like I have one or two basses that they don't make anymore, and one of them was actually given to my uncle who died.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that money just can't replace.
Yeah.
The sentimental value.
My Martin was what I learned to play mostly on and started playing shows, but it's a 1978, so like it's hard to find. Hmm. But it made it easy to find at pawn shops. So.
Oh, no, you're fine. Was that your wife?
Yeah.
Oh okay. Cool, man. Well,
very lucky.
Yeah, like I said, this is going to turn out to be great now. I can't wait to see you guys on stage.
Yeah.
And, I'll definitely follow you guys over there.
Awesome.
So I can see you. So I can see you rock the house, man.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Sean.
Thank you.
That's the Thomas we love. Just knocking it out of the park. I'm getting word that the boys you all love have hooked up with a huge local celebrity that has the insight on what makes him look so damn good.
Over there. All right, you just got to say it.
Hello, I'm Tony Green.
That's all we needed. That's your interview for today. Hey, what's going on over there?
Oh, where?
In Lizona.
It's a fiesta.
Going on. I really don't know what we call it. But it's about...
Is it like a bazaar, the shopping and stuff, or what?
It's Latin-inspired, and I think that there are people that you can shop from, and then there are drinks inside to inspire you to have more of those cocktails. I don't know. I don't know what to call it. It's certainly Latin, though. I got these lashes.
Is that what you went and got done? And did you get them done over there?
I didn't get mine done.
Yeah, you're not really divine. You need some better defined lashes.
I can do them for you.
I gotta ask you. Oh, and I meant to tell you. Here, I'll just keep rolling. I don't care.
Tony on the street, over.
Okay, so I finally caught up on the live stream.
Okay.
It's fucking good.
The second one?
Yes.
Dead?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay,
it was good.
We're chopping up the second one just to put it out for, really
the
edited.
Real package, yeah.
It was good. Package, but I'm so glad to hear that from you.
Your video packages were tight as hell.
Yeah.
They were good.
Those are good.
Did you really get put in?
I really did.
Did it hurt?
It is it's like hints like that.
That's all it is?
It's like that.
That's like, why are you popping my blackheads? What's going on? Why are you pulling stuff out of my...
Yeah, something here.
Why are you pulling my hands up? No, he went and got Botox on his show.
Yeah, I got Botox. Did you see? It's like that. It's like this.
It just
like that
teaches you like that.
Like that feel.
How long does it take?
About 4 minutes.
And how many times did he hit you? Like on the video, you can't really tell how many.
So I used 80 units, about 80 units of Botox, which is a lot, I hear. I didn't know that was a lot, but I'm okay with that.
Did you feel like you looked
like
younger?
That's cool. Yeah. Do you like it?
No. Right after, you can't tell anything. But then, over that next week, about 6 days later, you start being like, wherever you can scrunch your face, this in between, I cannot do it at all. This in between my eyes and nose, I cannot scrunch that at all. I have no ability to scrunch it.
That's so amazing. That's
Mad Dog, anyone? Be like,
yeah, how do you give people angry looks now?
Well, I still, like, have, like, the reaction under my eyebrow. There's so many muscles in your eyes.
Yeah, there are.
There's so many muscles right here. So, I, yeah, I just, but I can still lift my eyebrow to shade you. To, like, really just, you know, if I yeah. need to, like, tell you that, like, I don't like what you're doing, but we're cool. Or I can't do anything above the eyebrow, though, which is nice. And hopefully I'll do it again. In about 4 to 6 months, he said I might need to return. He said I wasn't, like, a bad case. So he was like, just return whenever you want to. Like, but I think you could do it twice a year and be good.
We're not going
to
have it. Yeah.
What do you mean?
For a normal man.
Like, if Matt went like in there to pay for it.
A common man.
Did they say, like, what the prices were for it?
It's around $1,200.
Damn! I'm done.
Well, I'll Matt, keep the old you're gonna keep
that
forehead.
Would you do it if you could, though?
No, I would totally do it if I could, yeah.
You would? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
you would?
That shit.
Yeah.
Look younger?
That's what I'm like. Yeah, like, I mean, I think that, like, it's about the availability of it. Like, I was the same thing. I was like, I would only do it if I could. And I don't have $1,200.
If it's
going to
make me prettier,
on, like, a thing,
I'm in, especially now.
It's really weird getting adjusted to it. 2 weeks later, this is me. This is Botox. And, you know, and I have a makeup artist that, you know, the people. But, like, yeah, we're just like, yeah. Hi, sweetie biscuit.
You two just fucking did a shot.
Oh, it was. Like, it was a big, when it was what was left in the glass.
Oh, you just slayed.
What's up,
Mr. Are you rapping tonight?
I'm not.
Okay.
My DJ couldn't make it out tonight, and I need to focus on some other stuff.
Should have hit up Matt. He could have spun some ones and twos. Chicka.
Matt,
no, I want to rap.
Matt,
I need some beats.
Man, you're a good motherfucker, goddamn.
Yeah, I need some beats, though. I do rap. Most need some beats.
I would like to rap. Can I do a hook for you?
Yeah, sure.
Can I do a hook?
I got to come up with
you
beats.
You got a rap,
first,
yeah.
Everybody
you,
keeps talking.
I'll do a hook, beats, you do a rap.
This is how the podcast started, by the way. Yeah. Hey, yo, dog, all right,
I got an idea. That's what we're going to do. All right, we're going to head to Republic.
All right.
It's good to see you, sir.
Maybe I'll see y'all again tonight.
You probably will. We'll be roaming around.
83% chance.
Yeah,
what? 90. Is this rain predictions now?
That Tony Green is a real character and a fine, upstanding citizen. Let's throw it back to RoboTuner, who has the great Ansley standing by. And as we all know, she's leaving us pretty soon for the great city of Nashville.
Okay, RoboTuner here once again at the Twilight Lounge talking to the talented Ansley. Not Ainsley, like my daughter's name is. Very similar, but no, spelled differently.
Hey, my buddies. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, so tonight is your second to final performance here in Fort Worth before you make the big plunge to Nashville. Is that right?
That's right. We had tonight, and then we've got one more at Mass on the 28th here coming up. It's going to be great. We're going to have special shirts and have a lot of special stuff that night. And I think debuting a new song, too, if we can make that work.
Yeah, your big going away show. So what's... You're really making the big plunge, so,
yeah.
I mean, aside from any big aspirations that you have, what's your short-term initiative once you get there? Like, do you have any residencies? Do you have a backup band waiting for you there? Are you just going to wing it?
I'm going to wing it. You know, we have a place to live, and Chase has got a job, but I'm just going to go there. I'm going to try to make friends, you know, and just try to get connected into the scene as quickly as I can, you know. I've got a good idea of some places and some venues and some people to hit up, you know, and to hang out with. So I've got a few friends there. I'm not totally in the dark or anything, but yeah, it is going to be a whole new challenge to basically start over, you know.
Yeah, and it's not because all your exes live in Texas, so you want to hang your hat there.
No. Although I'm not even sure they all do anymore. Who knows?
Very nice. Well, I wish you the best of luck, Ainsley. Once you go out there, man. All the success and whatnot, I think you deserve it.
Thanks.
Oh, and what categories are you nominated for?
Oh, boy. Okay, let's see if I can remember. I know I got one for music video. I'm nominated for pop band. I'm nominated for Best Female Vocal Performance and for Album of the Year.
Very nice. All right, well, thanks so much for talking to me, Ainsley.
Yes, thanks so much. I love you guys.
Robotuner out.
And as you heard, Ainsley only has one more show left in Fort Worth before she heads out to East to the city where dreams are either made or crushed. So get out to Mass this Friday night, and give her a big goodbye.
She will be missed.
She... Dustin, she's not dying.
Oh. Well, Matt, do you know what a Bruce Magnus is?
Is it like an Alaskan pipeline?
I don't think that's correct. In fact, I think there are a few guys that just like to make some music. I tried to see them once, but I was ejected from the building. Robotuner has grabbed on to a couple of them and is standing by.
So I am returned with the two of the other members of Bruce Magnus, the second most okayest band in North Richland Hills.
Thank you. It's very flattering.
Yes.
Spruce Cragness.
Spruce Cragness. Is that the alter ego?
I'll see you there.
Yes.
Yes.
The superior ego.
It's also a very specific strain of crabs.
I'm not sure I want to know the details on that.
Or the clap. Bruce Magnus clap. Bruce Magnus clap.
Everybody clap your hands.
Bruce Magnus clap. You got the clap. What's up?
Just wanted to ask you guys about how you've enjoyed the bands and your thoughts on being nominated for 2019 Best EP of the Year for High on the Mountain. That's a category, right?
No, it's...
That was the Best New Band.
Best New Artist.
Okay, that's right. So you guys are actually up against us.
Yes.
Yes.
Josh and the Jet Noise.
As per usual.
Yes. That's right. Oh, we're pretty flattered.
Flattered and frightened.
No idea.
At the same time? Flattered and frightened at the same
time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't handle the idea of celebrity well. What can I say?
That's why you hide behind a beautiful mustache.
Yeah.
Do you happen to know if the Menace has prepared a victory speech if you guys are if you guys happen to win?
No, I haven't talked to him. He's been AWOL.
He's preparing a speech in case we lose, yeah, so that he can brag about it.
Yep, they must be. He hangs out with them more than I do.
Yeah, I'm the bad boy of the band.
Yeah, he is a bad boy. But band's good. They were good. You guys are good.
Yeah, a lot of good music.
We're
today.
Good. Lots of good music. Hey, we got a lead singer from Pink House here. Hey, Cody, what's up?
What's up,
man? Congratulations, you just walked in on an interview.
Yeah, I'm Matt Thomas, a.k.a. Robotuner. I'm interviewing on behalf of the Jerry Johnstone Massacre podcast, Fort Worth's second highest paid podcast.
I do try to relate, but I can no longer relate.
All right.
Yep, that's all he's got.
No,
I'm interviewing the bands that are nominated and performing for the 2019 Weekly Awards.
I'm all in on Bruce Magnus here for Best New Artist.
He's all up in that Bruce Magnus. He must have the Bruce Magnus clap.
I wouldn't use that choice of words, but I'm hitching my wagon to Bruce Magnus, so to speak.
Why did it turn so sexual?
I've seen the power of their rock, and it's unparalleled in every capacity imaginable, and I look forward to seeing them crowned champions on that night, on that fateful night.
Yeah, we were just talking about that, about I was asking Aaron if the Menace had prepared a speech.
The Menace?
Are you familiar with the Menace? He's the band's actually the band's enemy.
Yeah.
But also mascot at the same time.
Is that your alter ego?
Yeah, and that's not my alter ego. I mean, he's just a guy that wears a gimp costume and yells about Bruce Magnus.
I'm pretty sure it was you because it had the same busty outline.
What, the beer belly?
Yeah, well, of course. What else would I mean? He's a Lone Star boy. You should see the trash cans at his girlfriend's place. Just filled with Lone Stars.
Guilty. Very guilty. So what's up? What else?
All right. Now that was it, really. We're going to head over to Mass to see Cutthroat Finches next. And I'm going to try and get a word from the Royal Sons before I head over there.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Robotuner, for saying words to us.
My pleasure, Aaron. Aaron Richter.
Yep.
And Samuel.
Yes, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. Right.
And I'll see you guys tomorrow night at Killer Tacos.
You're going to see us later, you silly.
Well, yeah, that too. All right. Pausing for now, Red Pants.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what a Bruce Magnus is. Hopefully they make an appearance in the temple soon. Well, I'm being told that the boys have wrangled up a superstar television celebrity. Let's toss it out to them.
This is Dustin coming at you from outside of Off the Record. I'm here with a local television personality and internet phenom sensation, who's also a guitar player in a band called the Methinks.
Just barely.
Mr. Trash Pockets, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Doing pretty good, especially after last night.
Yeah.
Feeling a lot
feeling
better.
Feeling it.
So what brings you out to this awards festivities today?
Well, just checking out some bands right now. The Fibs. Fibs are jamming.
Yeah.
Hopefully get a nice sweat ring on my shirt.
Did the Def Leppard shirt make it through last night?
It did. And I guess I should have bought more because I got good feedback on that shirt.
They love that.
What brings y'all's neck to these woods?
Just hold on. Wait till the door closes. There we go. Just stuff and things.
Stuff.
Websites and publicity and stuff and things.
Oh yeah, stuff and things are my favorite.
And roof and all. We found this old shipment of roof and all sitting in the temple, and we're like, well, let's take it out there and just start dropping it in people's glasses.
Roof and all. I didn't get any. I guess I gotta get a glass first.
You gotta be drinking. I'm not gonna just shove it in your, like, cigarette.
No.
That'd be weird.
I don't like to smoke rubies anymore.
Yeah, anymore. Yeah. It gives you a different
37
effect.
Times is enough for me.
Like 37 dicks?
At some point you start losing your memory about the dicks.
37 times I smoked rubies.
But you didn't suck 37 dicks.
Oh, no.
On your way to the parking lot?
No. Hey, where are you going?
That's my favorite part of that whole fucking
36.
Thing. Love that so much. Well,
who else are y'all checking out?
Methinks.
Yeah, we're Methinks. Looking for the Methinks. Yeah. There's a Methinks show.
Screw those guys, man.
And
they're nothing but trouble.
Yeah. Have y'all ever done Friday on the Green?
No, we have not.
I'm not allowed to.
I don't think we've ever been asked to do Friday on the Green.
I mean, why not? It's not like it's...
They have a strict no cape policy, so...
Or cod piece.
Or cod piece, yeah.
I guess it does have to be family friendly.
You know.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. You don't want to give kids tinnitus.
Yeah. Well, now that...
The elections are coming in.
Now that they've found a cure for tinnitus, I don't believe that we're long for this world.
They found a cure for it.
I recently read that some medical studies have been done on lab rats.
That's that plastic hair shit, isn't it? I thought I saw that.
Oh, it's some inhibitor in your brain that can... They've discovered that it's probably because of brain inflammation, and they've discovered a new chemical that can inhibit that. And somehow they knew that these lab rats had tinnitus because they subjected them to loud sounds, but I don't know how they ever verified that they had it, one, or that they got rid of it, two. But I've heard that it's the next step is human trials. So,
do you remember growing up on Channel 8, they would have Dr. Red Duke?
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about being Dr. Red Duke for Channel 8? Get a cowboy hat and be like,
Dr. Red Duke.
And you go through and you tell these theories and stuff that are going on, and then you say,
Channel 8 News.
For Channel 8 News, I'm Dr. Red Duke.
You know, there's something really calming about the end of the day in the woods. There's a brook running over here behind me. The night creatures are just beginning their chorus. It's the sort of thing that really does calm down your soul. The sort of thing I hope you can find a little bit out tonight. For the University of Texas Health Science Center, Houston, I'm Dr. Red Deer.
I don't know who that is.
You don't?
No.
All right, now I'm about to send you a bunch of shit on YouTube. Yeah, he was hardcore.
I can get behind that.
He always wore a cowboy hat, like he'd be in the operating room with a cowboy hat on.
His lights on, like his doctor's.
Yeah, his scrubs.
Yeah.
With a cowboy hat on and
he
boots.
A lot.
Yeah.
I guarantee you he fucked a lot.
He did. And he probably had a lot of melanoma.
Sorry?
His skin. He'd been out when he wasn't.
Is he weathery?
Because redheads are more prone to skin.
Could be
skin damage.
Yeah. Or when he wasn't in the OR, he was out wrestling cattle.
Wrestling gators.
Maybe.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Lake Worth or something.
Well, I'm sure we'll see you around. It's good to see you here.
It was good.
Congratulations
on your confused.
On your TV, on your commercial. And
by the way, we're over 30,000 views.
It was only 25,000 last night. You got 5,000 in 8 hours.
On Facebook only, man. So yeah.
I think, like, Marlon, I tried to get him to come out, and he said, I got a bunch of stuff going on, but if we win, will you get our awards? And I was like, wait, I'm sorry? I think he's confused a little bit on what's going on.
We're not
going
to win.
What I think...
You know, I don't think he knows that this isn't...
Today is Marlon's church day, right?
Yeah, for sure.
It's true.
Yeah, where he's...
He goes to the church every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Yeah.
He's really into goth dancing.
Absolutely. That's what I thought. So he's putting on all his black makeup and his PVC and leather outfit so he can go to the church tonight. And
lots of... Yes.
He's ready for some Eisenhutten button.
One piece vinyl suit.
He's a huge...
The fart nozzle on the back.
He's ready for his front 242 and... what was the other one?
Skinny puppy.
Skinny puppy.
The sins.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Ready to dance his night away.
Comic Christ. Yeah.
It's a little modern. Some modern industrial.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He likes his stuff old school.
KMFDM and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Not the MMFs.
Well, I'm going to throw it back to the studio.
Does that really mean kill?
Here's back to you, Scott.
My name isn't Scott, dumbass. So Marlon likes to attend the church to dance the gothic industrial music every week. Hmm. Interesting. Wonder if we should do a 2020 introspective on his activities.
Now that, Matt, would be interesting. Interesting indeed.
It's a great day in DFW.
How about a quick interview with one of the MCs of the event? D is at the Boiled Owl with the one and only Casey Dane.
All right.
Pretty good.
All right, I'm with MC of the Year.
Casey Dane, Corn Dog Queen.
The Corn Dog Queen. And you're MCing here at the Boiled Owl?
Yeah.
And how's that going for you?
It is a total train wreck.
I've heard you've done an amazing job here.
Oh, no, those are lies.
It's all over Twitter. I've read it all over Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and MySpace.
No, people are saying that because I'm a nice person. They want me to feel better about my life. But truly, this is a train wreck. I'm the worst ever.
Are you a nice person, though?
Because I bring sunshine and rainbows and corn dogs to everybody.
Well, where's my corn dog, then?
I left them at home accidentally.
No go. Then you're not. I don't even know. There's no sunshine and rainbows now. It's all getting dark because you didn't bring corn dogs.
You look at me. I am sunshine and rainbows, honey. I am sunshine.
It's not outside anymore.
That's because I'm inside, sir.
Oh, so go outside. Make it sunny again. I don't drive in the rain.
I don't. Why are you barking orders? I've got to MC terribly, okay? I got a job to do.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. You're going to have to come on the show sometime.
I will.
Okay, see you later.
All right, hold on. Wait just a minute. I'm being told in my ear right now that we have some breaking news tonight. It seems that the field reporters, Matt and Dustin, were involved in an altercation with Mean Motor Scooter and a few others at Yucatan Taco Stand. More details on that as they roll in.
Let's hold them in our prayers.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
In the meantime, I have it on good authority that RoboTuner has hooked up with those sexy boys of dirty rock and roll, the Royal Sons, who are also headlining Shipping and Receiving tonight. Let's see what kind of trouble they are up to.
So, this is RoboTuner once again, returned with three of the five members of the Royal Sons. We got Chad, Javier, and Johnny. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great. Doing good.
And you guys are also nominated for this year's 2019 FW Weekly Awards. And what categories? There were several. I can't remember off the top of my head.
There's six categories. Who's going to pull it up?
Johnny's pulling it up on his phone. Sorry, I didn't mean to put you guys on the spot like that. It's been a very, very busy but very fun night indeed.
Yeah, for sure.
I think this is the first year that I've actually been able to come to the showcase like this. And knowing that you guys also just had another pivotal event about a week ago, you guys played your final and also reunion show as Loaded Moses at the Curtain Club, which is actually now... Curtain Club, which is about to shut down, right?
Yeah, this is the last month for the Curtain Club, and we got a chance to pull the guys back together and do it one more time, and it was a lot of fun. It was actually fun to see that people still care.
Yeah, which is basically the core of you guys, plus Alex Lilly from A Memory of Men, and... And then one other member I never met. You guys had three guitarists, right?
Yeah.
Loaded Moses?
Yeah, Brad Cagle was our original guitarist with myself, and then Johnny joined after, years later.
I actually have a funny but quick story about Loaded Moses. It goes back to 1997. I was friends with a band called Grand Toy that later became Din Fusion, and they were slated to play the second Dog Star on Magnolia when it was like the only club out there, way before it started building up like it is today. And... Sally Hoger was the owner then, and I remember I followed along and I helped them unload their equipment and shit, and they're slated to play with Loaded Moses and Tripwire as a headliner. They got there, and there was all the doors were locked, no cars were in the parking lot, and it said in a big handwritten fucking marker on the door, it said, Loaded Moses and Tripwire show moved to the Impala, but it had no mention of Grand Toy. So they ended up fucking kicking over trash cans and shit and just moving them and the other band that were slated to play, just moved it to one of the members' houses.
That sounds about right, yeah. That kind of goes par with the time. We went to one show where the venue had burned down and no one had even told us. So back in the day, there's no social media. There's no way to even know when things changed. So.
Right. It's a totally different dynamic nowadays, that's for sure.
You know everything. You know too much.
Yeah, enough. But I just wanted to say that for... all the local albums that came out last year, Praise and Worship is by far one of my favorites.
Thank you.
So, I definitely wish you guys best of luck in all your categories as well. So
we have the categories here.
Okay, so Johnny brought them up on his phone. So you guys are up for Best Rock, Best Hard Rock, Best Video, Rock Album of the Year, Artist of the Year, and Best Vocal Performance, Blake.
Yep.
Right on. All right, guys. Well... that's really all I had to say. Like I said, good luck. It's great to see you guys. Great music and Break Leg tonight. At Shipping and Receiving.
Yep.
Red Pants.
Back to the breaking news we reported on earlier. Details are still rolling in. We are hearing that a mini food fight between a group of JJTM reporters and the Mean Motor Scooter Band broke out in the 900 block of Magnolia Avenue. Witnesses say a stray lime hit an innocent bystander who then blew up and attempted to fire back at both of our reporters and Mean Motor Scooter. More details as we get them.
Tragic, Matt. It's tragic. I'm being told that RoboTuner is headed over to Mass and wanted to check in with us real quick.
Glorious as the sweet refuge of an air-conditioned car. What I am experiencing now am I very... short transit on the way to Mainnet Southside, also known as Mass, where I am going to see Cutthroat Finches. That is where I am heading. And I think I see Parker Anderson out in the parking lot, and if I'm not mistaken, he's accepting more fucking awards from a year ago. Maybe longer. Hell, I don't know. No, he's a super cool dude. So, I will be back at Mass. Red Pants. Nothing is over! Nothing! You can't just turn it off! I am actually just turning it off. My recorder, that is.
I'm not sure what just happened there. But that guy's an interesting fellow.
I'm now being told that he has arrived at Mass?
So I've arrived at Main at Southside, and I just now noticed that the club catty-cornered to this venue is named Ed Buchanan's Nightclub. Makes me wonder if it's even an open venue itself. I remember one time I saw a bloody dumpster here by Mass. And for some reason I thought immediately of Jesse Fry. And her infamous drop, you know what? It's actually my period blood. That is all. I'm going inside to watch Cutthroat Finches. Be back later. Rep ends.
Once again, back to the breaking news we reported on earlier. We are now being told that both Mean Motor Scooter and the Jerry Jonestown Massacre crew are all right, but that their field recorder has been confiscated as evidence, so we'll have to keep an eye on that and give you more details as they come to light. In the meantime, I've been told that the boys are safe and have made it to shipping and receiving to see the band Dagger Club.
Dagger Club is an amazing band, and from what I'm hearing from all reports is that they are lighting up the stage at shipping and receiving. Maybe one of the best bands of the evening so far. Are you hearing anything along those lines?
I'm confused about where we are in this script.
Well, I'm at the part where we're talking about Dagger Club in third person because we were there, but we weren't there.
Did you put some shrooms in my coffee?
I did not yet.
Is this my hand in front of me?
It may be.
Is my belt still on?
I don't know.
Let's throw it out to RoboTuner, who is keeping an eye on the weather and has ran into a few other friends of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre program.
Well, holy shit. So the wind is really picking up here as I just stepped up to Off the Record Fort Worth. Yes, I know where I am. Thank you.
Okay. I think we keep saying on the record.
Miss Susie Ramone, Fort Worth's favorite female celebrity.
That's right.
Voted by FW Weekly. And then also we have His Holiness, Jeff the Lord.
I am here.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been called His Holiness today? That's at least three that I've heard personally.
And Lady Lord's here. It's her birthday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It is Diana's birthday. Happy birthday. Gracious occasion of celebratory coinciding with your biological creation.
Thank you.
I say that to everybody and post that on Facebook, too.
I know.
I like it.
She's familiar with the RoboTuner.
Yes.
I like the picture with the chains.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot about that. So I'm, Shelly's getting ready to put her grandmother's house on the market, who just recently passed away.
Uh-huh.
And I was in the process of putting up a new chandelier in their dining room. And that's what that's from. That was the old chain from it.
Yeah, got it.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
I love those old 70s chandelier chains.
But you can't put the chains on rubber chains.
Nope.
No.
That's why you saw me with a pair of wire clippers.
Yeah. Nobody can put the chains on rubber tuner.
So we're all... Have you been today?
Let's see. I just came from Mass. I saw Cutthroat Finches, and then
nice.
Before that, I was at Twilight Lounge. I saw Polywogs. All right, Polydogs.
Yeah.
Polywog. And then Ansley. I count the last two or three songs in her set.
Oh, nice. Very cool. We were at Twilight. We saw Bodio, and then we headed over here.
Yeah, I headed over here to see Mean Motor Scooter.
Yeah.
And the other guys in JJTM. I think they were at shipping and receiving.
Yeah.
Royal Suns.
Yeah, Royal Suns. So this is a joint effort between the three of them and me doing interviews for them.
But the cool thing is if you listen to all the podcasts, because I guess you're podcasting, so you'll be talking about all those shows. And we went to all different shows.
Yeah.
As far as like the ones you went to and the ones they went to.
Yeah.
So between the three of us, I bet we've been to almost every single one of the places.
That's pretty cool.
I saw Joe Savage at
Laura! Laura!
That was really good.
Bus is here.
Doesn't matter what you're looking for, you're not going to be blind.
Oh.
Just cancel it?
Yeah, cancel it. Jump on the bus. Jump on the bus.
There's a live action of Lord.
I didn't even know there was a bus that picked up here.
Yeah, you can fix it all the...
And it's free.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, are they doing it just for this event?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, do it every year.
Okay, that's awesome.
This is like the third year.
We've done some podcasting on the shuttle. I would recommend it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I podcasted from the shuttle.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it last year, right?
Yeah, you did it last year. Earlier today.
Damn, it's windy. So on the way here, I was singing "When the wind, it echoes."
That's good.
That's a good one.
What time did you get here?
What?
What time did you get here?
What? Here? Just now?
No. Well, I mean, like,
oh, you mean what? Oh, okay. Not until it was about 6:30. I had to take my daughter home. God, I didn't think it was gonna be this windy out here. Fucking shit.
Yeah,
I got dust all blowing in my eyes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, Ivy has the right idea. She has her sunglasses on.
I see all the wind.
I'm trying not to be blind.
Oh.
Because something just flew into my eye a second ago, and it wasn't my hair, and now it's a mess. Amy Tate told me to do it.
Very true.
Yeah, so Amy's got her time
too. Yep.
Amy from the band Sharpie.
I've got natural eye protection because I have to wear glasses. So I'm sure he's headed this way as soon as he's been there.
My God.
Are you locked out? Oh, I didn't even see you!
Oh shit.
Yes.
Yeah. With my two favorite gingers. Holy shit. Okay. Pausing for now.
It sounds like the weather's getting wild out there. And even more importantly, it also sounds like it's raining alcohol down everyone's throat.
That's right, Dustin. And we all know how the devil's juice loosens everyone's pants. Someone's going home happy tonight, or shall I say, coming home.
Oh, you never cease to amaze me, Matt.
Thank you, Dustin. While the JJTM boys were ducking from the weather at Mass, while also shaking their ass to Son of Stan, Robotuner was watching Mean Motor Scooter destroy the stage at Off the Record. Here's Robotuner with more of the aftermath.
So that was probably the most violent Mean Motor Scooter show I have ever seen. Goddamn, that Mustang of Sam's can take some fucking abuse. He just slung it with all his might down on the floor. And surprisingly, it's still in one piece, I think. Yeah, it is. All right. I want to capture some audio before I get out of here.
It's so loud in here. If you can hear it, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I was just saying that I'm surprised it survived without, I assume without a scratch.
Oh, it's got plenty of scratches, but if you want a guitar that will withstand all of the, you know, beatdowns that you give it, the Mustang is definitely the way to go. Especially that offset, that new offset. It's only like $500.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's pretty badass.
I love it. It's my favorite guitar.
Cool. Well, you guys just finished a set here at Off the Record, and what categories were you guys up for this year? Do you remember?
I know punk is one of them. Band, artist, song, EP, video. I think that's all the band ones.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We're again. You guys are going up against us, Josh and the Jetnoys, for EP of the year.
Oh, yeah. We're so many great bands this year. I mean, I'm just glad to be included in the whole thing. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, same here. This is a cool place. That's my first time that I've been here, too.
Oh, I haven't been here either. I was really glad they had a full bar, and it wasn't just craft beer.
Yeah, because I've been to Chief Records in the Stockyards. I just never been to this one before. I think this one may be one of the newer ones, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. A lot of people seem to be having a good time here, so I'll definitely be coming back.
Yeah, it reminds me of the setup here kind of reminds me of the Boiled Owl with how compact it is.
Oh, yeah. The only difference is they mic'd our amps, but I don't know if that helped or didn't help, but it was a lot of fun either way. It definitely made us louder, so that's always good.
Yeah. Your vocals were actually a little hard to hear here.
That doesn't surprise me too much. When I was listening to the other bands, the vocals were definitely low in the mix, but that's kind of like to be expected, especially in like a bar kind of joint. So.
Yeah, that's understandable. So do you feel down like a dog tonight?
Oh, I live down like a dog, but I feel good. I feel great. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. But no doubt, it always is, man. All right, well, thank you so much, Sammy. Once again, this is Robotuner reporting on behalf of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. This is the final gig of the evening that I decided to peruse. And once again, oh, and Zach Zaintish is also here.
Hey, guys.
Supporting his lovely wife, Rebecca, on keyboards.
Yeah. And my boyfriend on guitar.
Ooh. Are you saying I'm your boyfriend?
No, he's feeling Sammy's a little handsy. On guitar.
Okay. I didn't hear what you said. That's why I asked.
Yeah, me and Sammy are gay lovers.
You know, you're supposed to keep it a secret, but that's okay.
Oh, no, there ain't no secrets. No, okay, so...
Can I interest you in a year supply of Phlegm lubricant?
No, more and more I think about it...
Spit is the best lubricant.
No, more and more I think about it, I'm not homosexual. I'm homosensual.
We're just living our lives.
Is that copyright Zach Zaintish?
No, that's a thing. I like hugs. I like the smell of men. I like being cuddled. I don't like dick.
Just only dick? When he's drunk.
No, even when I'm drunk.
Well, you like dick too. I'm glad you do.
I don't.
I like ladies. I'm glad.
I like ladies.
He's got his hand in my back pocket right now.
I do. I do.
I'm not even going to look to see if that's true.
Look.
No, I don't mind the butthole, but I don't like the dick.
He just likes the attention.
Oh, I do like attention. That's so
I
funny.
I nailed it.
I've always known that about you, man.
It like it nailed me.
I feel like I'm in the way of the door here. I'm going to move a little
bit.
Yeah,
you are. Totally.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, man. I had a blast tonight.
Yeah, of course, Sammy.
Go get hydrated and hide.
All right. Well, good luck.
I bought a new amp. A guitar amp.
Oh, I was going to say you have my old amp.
Yeah, dude.
My old cabinet.
Your old cab. I got a PF500 for the cab.
Yeah, I saw that. Or for the head? Yeah, I saw that.
And I bought it. I just bought a Marshall 30-watt combo.
Now that's cool.
For my guitar playing.
Yeah, it's cool to have something extra to jam with.
Yeah.
Jeff Friedman, good job, man.
Matt.
Jeff Chase, holy shit.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to give me a smoke or something.
No, I'm recording on behalf of Jerry Donestown Massacre.
Awesome. Hi.
We're all at different venues covering different bands and interviewing different people.
Right. It's good to see you.
Also, yeah, send this footage to Funkytown Podcast.
Jeff has his own recorder.
No, but we don't have it right now.
Stop. Fondling me.
I was trying to get Jeff Lord to do something with it, you know? Oh,
I love you, Jeff Chase.
I love you too, Zach. It's good to see you.
Oh, it's cold.
It is cold.
All right. Are you wearing the darts?
Yeah. The darts t-shirt.
Oh, that is.
Alternative Tentacles. These babes are awesome. I love them.
The flagship band of your record label.
Dirty
Water?
They moved on, I think, to Alternative Tentacles. Don't quote me on that, though, for sure. Anyhow, ow, my nipples. Yeah, you know, tonight was really fun. I got to break some shit. Tried to break some shit. Almost took that guitar. Almost dabbed it through some shit.
I think your drums are the most intact instrument of everyone's tonight in your band.
Sammy started going after that ride cymbal, and that thing's brand fucking new. And when he did that, I was like, all right, it's free game. So
that's a Sabian, yeah.
I was going to take care of the guitar and end its life, you know. I was like, okay, if you're going to fucking do that, then, like, this guitar is dead. If he does it again, it's dead. I'm going to go piss on its edges. You know? It's good to see you, man.
Yes, you too.
It was a fun time. Joe.
Yeah, Joe from Me Motor Scooter, also up for Best Producer for our album.
Oh, my God, I made your record.
Yeah, you did make our record.
Oh, my God, I made your record.
I voted for you.
Did you?
For Best Producer, yes.
Broke his guitar.
Oh, thank you. His guitar still works. Probably. I don't know. It'll work when I'm done with it.
Well, if you can fix it, I keep breaking it. You can fix it and break it, but cymbals you can't fix.
I was just telling your other bandmates that I think tonight was the most violent I've seen you guys on stage ever.
It felt pretty violent. I mean, we almost got murdered today, so...
What's the story behind that? The abridged version.
It's kind of a long story, but long story short, Sammy threw a lime at... he was trying to throw a lime at Justin. Or Dustin, I'm sorry.
Oh, Dustin from JJTM?
Dustin from JJTM.
Okay.
He fell short and hit this other motherfucker in Torchies. And the other motherfucker was like, oh, man, shit happens, no big deal. But his friend was like, I've got a gun, I'm going to shoot this place up. And luckily he didn't. We're all here to live and tell the tale.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. See, we're all out here covering different venues and bands, so I haven't actually met up with him to hear this part of his part of the story.
Nonetheless, that happened.
God, that's pretty fucking gangster.
Yeah. So I think we took that vibe with us on stage and just started just knocking shit down. Yeah.
Well, once again, Joe, it was a great time, and good luck for your nomination for Best Producer.
Why, thank you.
All the other nominations you guys are up for.
I'll see you at
the one against us for Best EP.
I'll see you at the awards.
Yes, you will. Thanks, man. All right, this is RoboTuner out. I'm going to get the fuck home before the storms get any worse. Red Pants.
All right, so now we're out of character. Let's talk about it. First off, the lime incident.
Scary?
Were you scared?
Or funny?
I thought it was funny. So, to tell the story exactly how it goes, we were at Yucatan, not eating. We just kind of stopped in there to sit in the AC because it was so freaking hot.
Yeah.
Grab a drink. We were sitting with Ivy and Susie at a booth, and at a table, probably, what, 15 feet away, 20 feet away, was all Amin Motor Scooter and their significant others and friends right. and stuff. There was like 8 to 10 people. We're sitting there eating and fellowshipping with our friends. We're kind of throwing gang signs and stuff, being smartasses.
We were doing Mac and Charlie from It's Always Sunny. I kept turning around and going,
oh, yeah. Looking like, at looking them weird. Staring we kept at doing that. Stuff. And then they started throwing gang signs at me, and I was just kind of looking at them pointing because Rebecca kept saying slit in her throat like she was going to kill me. We're joking around. Well, over at their table, Rebecca supposedly said that she thought she could hit us with a lime. And so everybody's like, I think even Joe told her not to do it, but she did it anyway. And she tossed a lime over our table and missed us, which none of us saw. I didn't see it.
No, I didn't either.
But then Sammy's like, no, I can do this. And he threw it, but he hit.
Was it even a hitter, like a heater?
No, it was.
Was it just a toss?
He just kind of tossed it, and it landed in the booth.
Behind us.
Behind you, but in front of me, like because we were sitting across the booth from each other. And it hit. It didn't hit anybody. It just landed in the booth. But there were two gentlemen sitting in there that were Latin in descent. And
not sure what that has to do with anything.
One of them at first jumped up and kind of looked around. And then all of us were like, oh, no, no, no. So, hey, man, we're just having fun. We know each other. I didn't mean to hit you, you know. And he sat down. And he was the one that was...
level-headed.
He was
once he realized we were fucking
but
around.
But the lime came at him.
Yeah,
the most.
He's the one that got hit, I thought.
He either got hit or it landed it beside him. And then he's like, oh, okay, cool, cool. You know, y'all know each other, whatever. Well, then his buddy across the table was like, nuh-uh.
Yeah. It took him a while to realize what had happened, too. Yeah. I think he was a little bit inebriated.
So he jumps up, and buddy number one... that
started to try to calm him down.
Well, buddy number two started freaking out, stood up, starts going, looking
who
at that
this?
Table. Who threw this? Who threw this? Then he sits back down. Then he gets up and walks over to our table and goes, who over there threw that? And I was like, dude, I don't know.
No, we explained. Hey, they're our friends, man.
I said, I don't know who threw it, but they're our friends, and we're just screwing around with each other. It's all good.
You were about to buy him a drink.
And my... whole solution was, man, I'm sorry for all this issue. I'll buy both of you guys a drink. Well, then his buddy starts pulling him back, and he starts trying to come forward like he's trying to get away from his buddy to start shit. And I'm kind of laughing about it. Well, then he gets to the booth, and he lifts up his shirt, and he goes, I've got a gun, and I'll just start shooting everybody in here.
And usually that would scare people, but for some reason you and I decided it was funny.
It was
started
the
laughing.
Funniest damn thing we'd ever seen. Well, the other thing was, as he's saying it, he lifts his shirt up, and he screwed up there because he showed his entire waistband.
And he didn't have a gun?
He didn't have anything. And out of instinct, I just kind of went, oh, wait, so, no, I'm somewhere where I can't have one.
Well, then Sammy came over and apologized again.
Then after that, he sat back down, and I was just kind of like, come on, dude, really, really? And we all were like just kind of looking at him. He sat back down. Him and his buddy sat down. And then after, what, about a minute and a half, Sammy comes over and apologizes.
Yeah.
The guy's still pissed.
Yeah.
And then he wants to take like
over a lime.
Like Sammy goes to walk away, and he wants to take a swing at Sammy, and his buddy sits him back down
again.
He's
like, dude, just sit down, man.
So Sammy sat back down at the table, and then the guy got up and went to the bathroom, and... like, their table was like, all right, we're getting out of here now. And we were all done eating, and we wanted to go next door to see Heater anyway at Boiled Owl. So I got up. When we got up, I walked over to buddy number one. It was like, dude, I'm so sorry about all this. You know, hey, we're friends with them. They were jacking around. Didn't mean to, you know, you to be a straight fire. And he was cool as hell. He's like, dude, I totally get it. Y'all are friends. Y'all are having fun with each other. Yeah. It's cool. He's like, my buddy, he's... they had a big pitcher of margaritas there, and he's like, my buddy's drink half this, man. He's pretty lit. So
yeah.
he's a little hot-headed.
Well, that's the thing, too. He also suffers deeply from toxic masculinity, you could tell, big time.
And probably a little bit of little man syndrome. Napoleon,
yeah, he was a little dude.
He was a little dude.
But
that was
know.
The other thing. Like, I did say, I was like, what are you going to do? There's 11 of us in here or more. We can all jump on you and beat the shit out of you. What are you going to do? And then I don't know. He started talking shit. But other than that, well, first off, to wrap that up, Sammy, if we ever, I told him, if we ever have a podcast on podcast versus bands softball tournament like MTV used to do, bands versus VJs.
Like Pantera used to do a Skid Row.
Yeah, Pantera versus Skid Row.
Yeah.
If we ever do that and Sammy's on our team, he's not pitching.
No.
For us.
Or QB.
Yeah, or QB or first baseman.
He's not shooting our free throws.
Yeah. Next up, the festival, man. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Weather got big there at the end.
Yeah, we hung out with a lot more people than we usually do. Usually we just get fucked up and stay in a corner and hold each other.
Yeah.
But this time we actually hung out with a lot of our buddies. It was a good show. The Fibs, they were awesome.
Yeah.
That was good. Good.
Sweeney Baby.
Yeah.
We saw them kicking things off.
Todd Sweeney Baby.
Todd Sweeney Baby.
Todd.
Sweeney Baby.
Sweeney Baby.
Sweeney.
Yeah, they were good. We had Jamal hanging around. Then he just disappeared, I guess, to go find crack.
Probably.
That's what he does.
Or guns.
Or guns to shoot up the place for a lime.
Yeah. We could have had him there. He could have kept...
What happened to him? Like, he was gone.
Now, when we were watching the Fibs, he was hanging out at Off the Record.
Oh, okay.
Talking to some people. I told him we were walking down to Yucatan.
So he is still with us.
Or we were walking down to Boiled Owl to see Heater. And it's like right as we're walking to Boiled Owl, it was like, hey, let's run to Yucatan real quick and grab a taco. Like everybody wanted to eat all of a sudden.
A little taco.
So we went in there and hung out. And then Heater at Boiled Owl.
Bad ass, man. Told you. We're going to get those guys on the show, too.
That was your first time for them?
Mm-hmm. My first time, and they remind me kind of like ETA, kind of had that El Paso rock that went big in the aughts, early aughts, that vibe, I can't think of their name. The One-Eyed Scissor band.
No, they played Mars them right Volta after them, at the drive-in.
Yeah, at the drive-in.
As soon as they were done, the first song that was played on the jukebox was One-Armed Scissor Man.
Oh, maybe that's what. Maybe I thought I was still listening.
And I was screaming it. Sad transmission for the one-arm scissor. Get away.
A little bit more punk, though, I would say, than those bands from El Paso. Don't you think?
Yeah.
They kind of remind me of Brutal Juice a little bit. Just a little bit.
Fugazi's a bit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Fugazi.
Yeah, Fugazi, I can see that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely cool and refreshing. It wasn't all, look at me, I'm on acid music. It was, fuck you, we're playing rock music.
So what bands are, look at me, I'm on acid? What kind of bands do that around here locally? All of them? You brought up the example. I was just wondering.
Like, I was just making a reference to, like, Paul McCartney.
Oh, okay.
The Paul McCartney of
Wings?
Of Fort Worth. Yeah.
The Paul McCartney.
Look at me.
Who's the Paul McCartney of Fort Worth?
I don't know. We'll have to think about that.
Who's the John Lennon of Fort Worth?
Oh, man.
If you have suggestions, email us.
Who's the Yoko Ono?
Oh, I can tell you.
Who?
Off the record. Off mic.
I don't think you have to tell me.
So then after that, is that when we went to Shipping and Receiving? Was right after that? Trash Pockets was with us. So yes, we went to Shipping
and Receiving. Met up with Trash Pockets, and that's when things always go squirrely for me, is when I start hanging out with him.
That's when you started getting loose.
That's when I start getting one-eyed scissored.
Because he ran around with us after that, and we all went to Shipping and Receiving for Dagger Club, which
was amazing. I was so impressed with them.
Yeah.
I was like, you've been trying to drag me out to see those guys for a while, and there's always some life that stops me from going.
Yeah.
And finally got to catch them. It wasn't on the greatest PA. It was just them stripped down, playing a good rock set in front of everyone. And
good rock set.
Good gosh, man. They were really good.
Loud.
They seemed
as
real
hell.
Comfortable and stuff. And
yeah.
I told them I was very proud of them just because of all the shit that they've gone through in the last year. And, I don't know. It was fucking awesome.
They were
I
cool.
Really, really enjoyed it.
Good as shit. And then, in fact, I think I'm going to close the show out with their song they did for the Frequencies compilation.
Which song did they do for it?
Thanks for calling me out on that.
Well, I'm sorry, Dustin. Back to you.
Short on Mercy, South of Grace.
Okay. Yeah.
But it was good. And I'm gonna confess right now is when we got over there, I kind of stopped recording interviews because
we got fucked up.
That's part of the issue, but we started having like deep conversations with people that I didn't think were proper to be recorded.
Oh, okay.
Like some with Peter.
Yeah.
Some with Eric Griffey.
Right.
And then the same
I don't remember
thing,
any of these.
Because you were running around trying to score.
I'm sorry?
Vagina.
From Johnny and, or from Chad?
Yeah. Do you have any spare vagina around here? Yeah.
Chad, how do you do it? How do you have all these hot women coming to your shows?
But I stopped recording just because, like, all the people I wanted to interview, we just started having super deep conversations, and things change when you're out in public and you throw a recorder
in their face. It was a storm.
And then the storm hit, and then us decided, hey, the storm's hitting. Let's go to, let's run back over to Off the Record. And then we detoured mid-route to Mass, and we saw Son of Stan.
Yeah, and got caught in the storm.
And that...
Almost got blown over when we were crossing the street.
The whole idea was to go in there for a couple of songs and then go to Off the Record, and we couldn't get out of Mass. And Mass was packed. That's the most people I've ever seen in Mass.
And Son of Stan was on fire too, man. So,
confession.
We decided to stay.
On Monday.
Yes.
I went out to shoot the new Son of Stan video out at Electric Berryland Records. Electric Berryland. Out in Justin.
Okay.
And they were still talking about that show and how electric and great
were they?
It was.
Yeah, it was a good show, man. It was a fucking good show. They were all having a good time. There were so many people in there, too.
And they were all hungover and trashed, which was perfect for the video because that's the look they wanted for the video. But they were all like, man, that was so much fun. It was so good. And it was the full eight members of them. Very rarely do you get all eight of them up there.
Yeah.
So... It was, they were really, really good. And people stayed kind of forced to as it's a tornado and downpour of weather is going nuts outside and you can't really leave. But
this is the third weekend
in a row
that I've gone back to gone back to work on Monday and there's been debris all over the fucking place.
I had to
just
drive
trees and all kinds of shit.
Well, didn't have power at my house again.
Yes.
Sunday night.
And I had to leave.
So I got to sleep in the heat. And didn't really sleep because it's like Doty brought up last night when we were shooting the video was when the power's out.
There's no white noise.
It's so quiet.
Yep.
There's no white noise, and you hear every single thing going on around your house.
Yeah, you mean show you a secret?
Kind of freaks you out. No, the app on your phone.
I have a meditation app that'll do ocean noises and stuff, and that'll cure it a little bit.
I'll do
that
too.
Not totally, but.
But I can't have my phone die. I got to have an alarm.
Oh, yeah, true. But the only thing is, what you do is you set it for like 20 or 30 minutes,
and
you'll usually fall asleep. But the problem is you were fighting heat, too, and you probably wanted to jack off from all the hot women and men that were hanging out.
I thought we did that in the car
Sunday.
On the way home.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Just pulled over and like,
I like that that's your interpretation of when we jack off together. I'm Paul McCartney, Fort Worth. All right, this says North Richmond Hills. Do you think it really is? Should I answer this?
No.
I bet it's not really them.
I bet it's not either. It's 281 number, although that's our wire center. That's the prefix for North Richmond Hills.
Yeah, but don't they mimic that shit now?
Yeah, they map it all. They mimic and map.
And Sheridan's bringing one more friend.
So we have 16 people coming in?
16 people, members of Sheridan's posse, are coming in.
Well, maybe we should wrap this up so we can get ready for our real show tonight.
Okay.
We're recording this on a Tuesday before we do our real show. So, yeah, I had a great time. Eric Griffey, you did fantastic, man. You and the entire crew over there did good. I know it's always painful and stressful putting something together, but this year was a blast. I know a lot of people... kind of bitch about, well, all these good bands are playing at the same time, man. I can't divide myself up to go see everybody. And I think that's awesome because it forces you to go see people that you may not always see.
Yeah.
And you can always put, like, your friends that you see all the time kind of on the back burner and go see other bands.
It also gives exposure to some of the venues that aren't familiar with some of these bands to see what they can do and come in and rock the house.
Every place was packed, man. It was every place we went to was packed out. But
does this mean we're going to get a day off that we're doing this?
No.
Damn it.
No.
We don't Tuesday
get,
off?
We'll get a day off after the award ceremony. We'll get that week off.
Matt Stubbs reporting live. Jerry Jonestown. Massacre.
And I'm Dustin Schneider, bringing you all the news that's fit to hear on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Page 2.